I'm asking all of my listeners, my proud supporters of our courageous men and women in blue, to join me and express your unwavering appreciation for law enforcement. Thin Blue Line USA has stylish apparel, great accessories that make a statement, and flags that fly with pride. They've got everything you need to show your support for law enforcement. Go to thinblueline.usa.com and shop a wide selection of products to show off your patriotism. Use code SID and get 15% off. Stand with me, Sid, and stand with WABC as we honor those who protect and serve. ThinBlueLineUSA.com. Once again, use the code word SID.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Entertaining and informative.
Oh, you're my best friend.
77 WABC.
This is for Israel for Jerusalem, and you are the star, and Sid... You know, it's you. What you've done, and you've been an example to people. You have to understand it's not just about what you're doing and the example that you are to your kids and to your family. It's that you're turning other people on. People are using you as an example, the ultimate example of someone who loves the state of Israel, the people of Israel. If you love the people of Israel, then you act like Sid Rosenberg.
You were the sunshine, baby, whenever you smiled. But I call you Stormy today.
See what I did there? I just was able to combine Israel and Stormy Daniels with Dove Hykind heaping praise on me about Israel and this great classic song, Stormy. That brings me to my dear friend, the best constitutional attorney ever, who's always kind enough to join me on this program, Alan Dershowitz. So I'm going to start with Israel. Now, listen, Alan, I did not sign up for this job. I didn't. But somewhere along the line, the listeners out there, the millions of listeners that I have every morning, decided that I was going to be the guy that eventually was going to take time. It was going to take time, but eventually I was going to convince the great Alan Dershowitz that Joe Biden is no friend of Israel. In fact, the Democrat Party is no friend of Israel. The latest now has Joe Biden not shipping arms to Israel. I don't know what else to do. I've been doing this with you for about a year now to prove that Joe Biden is no good. What else can I do now?
Well, you're doing a very, very good job. First, I need to correct your sports guy. Pee Wee Reese was not 5'3". He was 5'9". The name Pee Wee came from the fact that the Kentucky Colonel, great shortstop, played Pee Wee marbles, Emmys. And as a kid, he got the name Pee Wee because he was a Pee Wee marble champ. But he was 5'9",
wow.
Ordinary height. And Carl Erskine, I was still mourning his death when you wrote to me. I had spoken to him just a few months earlier about Jackie Robinson and about his own son. He had written a book, Carl Erskine, comparing Jackie Robinson and his son. His son was mentally challenged and overcame the challenges. And he talked about both Robinson and his son as being the great heroes. Carl Erskine was a great guy, and I just want everybody to remember him. I saw the last three innings of one of his no-hitters in June of, I think, 1954 or something like that.
Well, I'm glad you did all that because my sports guy's only 28 years old. He has no idea what the hell he's talking about the Brooklyn Dodgers. But I know how much you love the Dodgers, and, you know, me too. I mean, I grew up in Brooklyn a little too young, yes, no question about it. I wasn't even born when the Mets came to town in 62. I was born in 67, but I know all the Dodgers stories, and I love the fact that you shared that. Thank you, Alan. But getting back to Biden for a second.
Look, it's a disaster. It's a disaster. What Biden did, holding up arms sales to Israel at a time that is fighting for his life is a disaster. And I am not going to vote for him if he continues along that path. Look, his speech yesterday at the Holocaust Memorial, finally, he unequivocally condemned anti-Semitism. But I'm no great fan of Joe Biden, so I'm going to wait and see. I have an open mind as to who I'm going to vote for. You know, I don't have to make up my mind until October. But withholding, and let me tell you how stupid this was. You know what he withheld? He withheld smart bombs that are capable of distinguishing between terrorists and civilians. So on the one hand, he hectors Israel, you're killing too many civilians, and then he says, but we're going to withhold from you the one weapon that can make you improve the quality of making sure your bombs never hit civilians. No country in the history of the world, has ever done more to avoid civilian casualties and has ever been more successful. There are fewer civilian casualties in proportion to combatant casualties in Israel than in any country, including the United States. How dare anyone, according to these thugs who are protesting, protest against Israel's killing civilians? The only reason any civilians are killed is because Hamas uses them as human shields. Every time a civilian is killed, whether it's an Israeli civilian or a Palestinian civilian, Hamas cheers and benefits. Anytime a civilian's killed, Israel suffers. Why would Israel ever want to kill a civilian? So the idea that Biden is withholding smart bombs, bombs that make it easier to avoid civilian casualties, is absolutely absurd. And everybody should condemn them for it and oppose them. And I want to lead that charge, condemning Joe Biden for that decision.
So the question then becomes, you say that right now you're not going to vote for Joe Biden, but you're still reserving the right. Your opinion is not fully formed yet. So if you don't vote for Joe Biden, is it fair to assume you're going to vote for Donald Trump?
I'm going to wait and see. You know, look, Donald Trump also withheld bunker bombs from Israel when he was president, as did Obama and as did Biden. So I can't put unique blame on him. I hope, if I am convinced that Trump is going to be far, far, far better for Israel, I would be very inclined to think about that. Of course, my wife would never sleep with me again.
See, that's the issue.
Maybe it would be worth it.
Believe me, I love your wife. She's a lovely lady, but you're kind of kidding, but you're not. I mean, she really despises Donald Trump. She hates his guts. So, but getting back to if Donald Trump can prove to you, I mean, Alan, you're a smart guy. He's got 4 years. He's got a resume of being the best president ever.
I agree with you. And by the way, my wife doesn't hate Donald Trump's guts. She actually likes him as a person. She is just very concerned about his attitude toward the Supreme Court, toward women's right to choose, toward environment, toward, you know, other things that are part traditionally of the difference between Democrats and Republicans. Look, if you're a conservative and a supporter of Israel, your vote is easy. Of course, you're going to vote for Trump. But if you're a liberal like me and my wife and a supporter of Israel, we're homeless. We have nowhere to go. The Democrats aren't good for us. The Republicans aren't good for us on domestic issues. And so we have to vote for the least worst candidate based on everything. And I'll make that decision in October. I tell you what, I will consult with you before I make the decision.
Fair enough. Input from you. And you will do that. You don't lie. You see, Alan Dershowitz is honest. He will do that with me. Well, let me ask you this. If you would have consulted with me a month ago, I would have said to you, when you sit down with Bibi Netanyahu, which you do, you really do, you two guys have a close relationship. I would tell Bibi, screw Joe Biden, screw Anthony Blinken, do not listen to the United States, even those poor hostage parents, God bless them. Go into Rafah, destroy Hamas. If it means civilians dying, oh well, it's called war. I would have told him that months ago. So obviously, I'm okay with what's going on today. What about you?
Well, so am I. And I have spoken to BB, I would say, 10 times in the last 5 days. We're on the phone constantly and repeatedly. I can't tell you the advice I give him, but it is not inconsistent with your advice. I think Israel has to finish the job. And, you know, out of one side of his mouth, Biden says Israel has to finish the job, destroy Hamas. That's their right. That's their obligation. On the other side of his mouth, he withholds smart bombs and says don't go into Rafah. Look, Israel is trying desperately to keep the civilian casualties down, unlike what the United States did when we firebombed Dresden and nuclear bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Israel is desperately trying to reduce civilian casualties. They've created corridors. I made a suggestion publicly so I can disclose this, but I made it to the prime minister and to the head of the Mossad and others who I met with in Israel to create an area in the Negev, in Israel, wall it off, and allow 1 million people from Gaza to stay there for 6 weeks temporarily with the best food and the best tents and everything, with a guarantee that they'll be returned, and then in the 6 weeks go in and clear out Rafah completely.
I like that.
Destroy every tunnel, destroy every Hamas fighter, and destroy every Hamas leader.
Do you think that the hostages are still alive? And what I mean by that in big numbers, I mean, I've had people tell me less than 10. What do you think?
No, I think it's probably a little higher, but we don't know. Probably a number of the soldiers are still alive, but they're not right now being traded. Right now, all that's being traded are 33 people and their bodies. Maybe 20 are alive, maybe 13 are not. We don't know. It's up in the air. But the idea that Israel has to give up for that hundreds of murderers who will go back to Gaza, get guns and weapons and kill more Jews is absurd.
Yeah.
But, you know, what do you do when you have your families of the hostages protesting and begging and pleading and crying? You have to listen to them, but you can't allow them to make policy for all of Israel. You know, Bibi Netanyahu's policies on Rafah are widely supported by Israelis, even those who oppose him as prime minister. They support the end game of destroying Hamas and not allowing it to have any realistic military presence. Of course, the United States constantly announces, well, you can't destroy an ideology by destroying its leaders. Yes, you can. We destroyed Nazism by killing Hitler and Goebbels and Goering. We destroyed the fascism of Japan by bombing Hiroshima. What happened after we bombed Hiroshima? They didn't become terrorists. They became friends of the United States. The same thing happened in Germany. Germany and Japan became America's greatest allies. And I think if Israel destroys Hamas and then tries to rebuild Gaza in a way that's positive, it could be a step toward peace. But they have to destroy Hamas. You can't have peace in the Middle East with Hamas still existing as a viable military force.
If you had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation. Or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well said, Alan Dershowitz. Let's move to Trump. Now look, is it possible for a porn star to get raped? Of course. Just because she takes her clothes off for a living and puts it on camera doesn't mean she can't be violated. Of course. But listening to Stormy Daniels yesterday, that she ended up on the bed all of a sudden, she was just in her bra, that she was shaking, putting her shoes back on, when she, in fact, gets paid to have sex with big, fat, broke guys for a living. Here she's with a multimillionaire who's a TV host, knowing full well there are going to be dollar signs down the road. If there was ever a gold digger, man, did Stormy Daniels sound like that yesterday. But the bigger question is, who cares what she says? How is that relevant to the case?
It's not utterly irrelevant. It's even irrelevant whether they had sex. The only relevant thing is whether she extorted him and said to him, I'm going to say we had sex unless you pay me $130,000. That's relevant. But whether they had sex isn't relevant. And certainly whether he was wearing suit pajamas or whether he was wearing Old Spice or whether they had the missionary position or another position, that will cause reversible error. And if you read the Harvey Weinstein decision brought about by our great friend Arthur Idella, you'll see that the New York Court of Appeals is going to reverse this because they said in the Weinstein case, you just can't introduce all this nonsense that's so prejudicial to the defendant. You have to try the case. This case is a bookkeeping case, and even the bookkeeping entry was perfectly legitimate. It certainly wasn't criminal. When you pay off somebody who's going to sue you, it is a legal expense. Of course it's a legal expense. All right, let's assume it's not a legal expense. So it's a misdemeanor that's barred by the statute of limitations. Then you have to, you know, Easter-like, create a resurrection in which you resurrect a dead misdemeanor and create a live felony by saying, aha, but in his mind, psychoanalytically, he must have been thinking about the election, not about his wife, not about the embarrassment to his family, not about his business. It is the most absurd case I've ever heard. And if I were a member of the New York City Bar Association, I would be bringing both Bragg and Letitia James in front of the bar to investigate the use of the criminal justice system for partisan political purposes to help them get reelected. They ran on the campaign of Get Trump. That's how I named my book, Get Trump. They ran on that campaign, and they, in the Bragg case, they decided to find a crime. They couldn't find the crime, so they invented a non-crime.
Right.
And because it's Manhattan, he may get convicted, but it'll be reversed on appeal.
Yeah, they've actually not even mentioned the crime yet, 4 weeks in, and there are three witnesses, Pecker, Davidson, and Stormy Daniels. I can make a very strong argument. I'm not a lawyer like you, nor nearly as brilliant. They were better for Trump than they were for the prosecution. But how about this one? A huge win, Alan Dershowitz, a huge win for my friend Donald Trump. It looks like that another ridiculous case, that classified documents case. It ain't ever going to happen because right now it has been postponed indefinitely. And if Trump wins, it ain't ever going to happen. Huge win for Donald Trump today. Yes,
absolutely. And two of the cases involve people who have committed worse misconduct than they allege Trump committed. In the case in Florida, they distorted the evidence. They refiled papers and then they misled the court. That's very, very serious. And obviously in Georgia, with our very eyes, we saw the prosecutor and her boyfriend commit perjury. They're the ones who ought to be on trial. They're the ones who ought to go to jail. She just lied to everybody when she said she didn't start her affair with him until after she picked him and paid him $700,000. Even the judge said he didn't find that credible. And yet she's still the DA. She should be on trial today. And so I think these cases against Trump are quickly evaporating. The only one that's really left, other than the New York case, which could result in a conviction, is the Washington case, which requires the Supreme Court to decide whether he has immunity and how much immunity he has. I suspect that decision should come down relatively soon.
In the final 60 seconds, Alan, and again, it's been a brilliant appearance out of you. You're a Democrat. I'm a Republican. We know how we're going to vote if in fact, we like our candidates. But a lot of people believe, I think it's overstated, but a lot of people believe that the independents will decide whether it's Biden or Trump. Do you think these court cases and these convictions mean so much to independents that they actually see how Donald Trump is being persecuted, that that could mean the difference, especially as they continue to go away in the manner that they are?
Well, I would hope not. I would hope that nobody should take seriously these criminal cases. And I would think that independents would also be appalled at these college graduations being canceled, the rampant anti-Semitism, the failure of university presidents, almost all of whom are Democrats, to do anything about this. And who knows? The Bobby Kennedy candidacy could have an impact on a couple of states. This election is just too close to call. And that's why it's so unfair to put the thumb of criminal prosecution, fake criminal prosecution, on the scale of elections. I want to be able to vote for my candidate or against the candidate based on the merits,
yep,
not that what some Democratic prosecutor wanted to do. And the worst thing in the New York case is that they're purposely taking him off the campaign trail by having an unconstitutional gag order and not showing the trial on television. We should be able to see every minute of a trial when it's so unfair and when they're putting on trial a man who half America, at least, will vote for president.
That's an excellent job, as always, Alan Dershowitz. You really are a treasure. You're so great. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll do it again very soon. Thank you, buddy.
Anytime. Thank you.
All right, Alan. There he is, a great attorney. And what a great guest, Alan Dershowitz.
If you've had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients and will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read all of their five-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today at 800-560-0214 for a free consultation or email at info@gabolaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.